Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the Beyoncé of Britain. We've got Mae Muller.
Thank you. What an introduction.
Thank you. Welcome. I've been waiting for this.
I'm so excited to be here, David.
I'm starstruck,
honestly.
I'll never wash that chair again.
No, I was like, oh my God.
She's back. Well, for those who don't know who you are, give us a summon.
Okay. My name is Mae Muller. And I am a singer-songwriter, born and raised in London.
Yeah.
You know, write about boys being... Nobs,
yeah, you need to do that.
You got to let it off your chest. Someone needs to humble them.
I'm sick of the love songs.
So am I.
Fuck them.
It's just like, also like, I don't want to hear about you being in love. Like,
neither do I.
Lame.
And do you know what? I feel like you've really come up in a weird way, not in that way. But I remember listening to you throughout lockdown and the year after lockdown. But now I feel like you're everywhere. You're like the plague. You're breaking America, I feel like.
Well,
not to jinx it. I'm going to touch my chair. But I'm touching it. What we're going to do is we're going to go a bit back. We're going to throw it back.
Oh.
Grace Kelly. Mika.
I don't know her. What is that?
You were in the music video. Yes or no?
Is that a type of fruit?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I was... Okay, yeah. So that was like my first little...
Fucking love it.
My first little, you know.
Where can we find you in the music video? What are you doing?
So,
tell me.
I'm in a little green dress, which I still have.
Jesus.
I have the green dress hung up somewhere. And I was 9 years old. And yeah, it was the Mika video. And he was very, very nice and very sweet. And I was so nervous and I had no idea what I was doing.
Were you on the piano or something?
Yeah, I was sat on the piano with him and he was like singing to me. And I really fancied him.
Now that could be taken in a weird way, but I'm glad he was nice.
He was nice and very gay.
And I was that does help.
Because I was like, me and Mika are gonna get married. My 9 year old
didn't work out. Yeah,
didn't work out. No,
that's iconic though. Like a really. I was so shocked because that's like Trisha. Oh, I'm gonna butcher her name. Paytas.
Yes.
Paytas in Amy Winehouse's music video, Tears Dry on Their Own. Yeah, was in that shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
wait. Trisha Paytas was in an Amy Winehouse video.
Tears Dry on Their Own.
Wait, I actually didn't know that.
Fact check this. I swear to God, it's true.
We're gonna go with it.
Dare to believe, but Frenemies was iconic.
I used to like watch that, and I would get the worst anxiety from that because I was literally like, "Are they gonna argue?"
They'd always start arguing, and I'd be like, "Enough now." And then she just walked out one day.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah, no, literally.
And never came back.
But I think they're going to make up, I'll be honest with you.
I hope so. Maybe now she's like had a kid, married a baby.
Not. They'll take me over in the charts. I'm not here for that.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. No frenemies.
Yeah.
We're not here for frenemies.
If you think you're going to do that again, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, sour note there. Did you do anything else when you were younger? Anything surprising? Oh, that's good.
Probably not as interesting. Okay. I mean, I used to like write songs when I was younger.
Oh,
obviously, like trying to just see
you tried
if
to
I
kiss
could.
Me in the playground. I said no.
That kind of vibe. I used to, yeah.
Mm.
Well, no, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. No. I used to listen to Florence and the Machine. I was obsessed with her.
Love her.
And so I was like, I want to write a song like Florence. And so when I was like 8, I wrote a song about my boyfriend like turning into a werewolf.
I love that you had a boyfriend at 8. You started as you meant
I've
to go
I've been chasing dick since 2004.
Fuck. Yeah. Love. Since I popped out.
No. Honestly, I've been like, where are they? No, so I was always also when I was like looking through this like diary, every page, okay, oh, I'm like 6, 7, yeah. I'm writing about a different boy on every page. And I'm like,
mood.
I love you, Jordan. He's my love of my life. Next year, Jack, oh my God, I love him so much. I fancy him so much. I'm like, bitch.
Keep up.
Chill out.
Do you know what? I love that. Everyone judges me. Do you know what? Thank you. I finally got a guest on that fucking gets it. When I'm like, yeah, I had boyfriends and they were like, I waited till I was 20. I'm like, good for you. Listen, I was... kicking my leg around at 15. I don't know what you want from me.
Whoa, no, joking.
Yeah, no.
But I'm happy that I got all the really seriously traumatic stuff out of the way. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I got that shit out of the way when I was 15.
Yeah. We now know, we're used to being cheated on now.
Now I know. I'm like, it happened back then. I'll be damned. If it happens now.
We know the signs.
Yes.
Are you like a detective when it comes to relationships now?
I mean, sometimes it depends when I'm in, like, it depends what era I'm in. If I'm in my, like, I want to be peaceful era,
yep,
if I want chaos. Mm. And right, I think right now I'm like in between. So I'm like, if I see you like a little bit toxic,
ooh,
I'm like, it's okay. I can, like, I want a little.
I can change him.
I can fix him.
Yeah.
No, I want, I'm like, I don't mind having a bit of like toxicity just to keep it spicy.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Thank God for that.
I'm single. Thank I've been you. Single for like 2.5 years now, which is the longest I've ever been single.
Taking the streets.
I'm in the fucking streets, babe. That's
you
a lie.
The streets.
Oh. I was celibate for like 8-9 months.
Fair play.
Now I'm in the streets.
What made that change? You just thought, fuck it.
No, so it was kind of an accident at first.
Love that. Okay.
Good. I was like, nobody wants to get with me. That's so rude. And then I was like, let me lean into this.
Ooh.
Let me make it work.
You lean a bop into that.
And I leaned into it and I was like, wow, it's actually really nice to not just have like male like validation and like yeah, male like on I the brain. It. And so I was like, let me just I like got loads of work done and I just wasn't like stressed and I wasn't like thinking about some stupid boy.
Wow.
And so it was great. And then now I'm like, that's done.
Back into it. Yeah.
Back into it.
I think it's got to be done. Loads of people are going celibate recently.
Yeah. I just feel like the dating pool now is like, it's in the gutter.
Oh my God. I don't think if my boyfriend breaks up with me now.
It's not looking good.
It's game over. I'm not doing it. What do you want me to do? Go back on Inge? Get fucked. Not. Are you on Raya?
I'm on Raya. It's the okay. The fact they have to pay for it, I'm like, I feel like such a fucking loser.
You have to pay for it as well.
Pay for it.
Jesus.
And so I was like, let me do a little. So I did like a 6 month like taster. So I paid for like the 6 months.
Nice.
Tell me how many dates. Ask me if I've been on one date.
Have you been on one date?
No.
Oh, right. Have you spoken to anyone?
Hey. Hi.
Oh.
How are you? And then I'm like,
oh. But any like celebs on there that you're like, yeah.
Oh, I've been rejected by like all the really like impressive ones. Who's the guy from Stranger Things?
Hang on, they're all 16. Who are you talking about? Jesus.
The one with the big hair.
Got a case.
We got her.
Police coming.
No, the guy, oh my God, his name, he's...
Oh, someone get the name up.
Get the name up. What's his name?
I'm making Rosie John, work
no,
today.
No, he had the whole thing with Doja Cat was asked Noah Schnapp for his Instagram.
Fuck off.
What's his name? Him? Jonathan something?
Oh.
Yes, Joseph Quinn.
Stop it.
Seen him loads of times and I'm like, let me just tick. He's not heart me back yet. But maybe I'm his type. Maybe he likes blam.
Joseph,
come hit me up.
I think that's very rude of him.
It's serious.
But I'm also shocked that he's on there. So what, can you see people from America? Or is it like Tinder where it's close by?
Okay, no, it's so annoying. So on Riot, it's like, I'm like, why are you showing me people in Australia?
Oh, Jesus.
Is that like, what use is that
What
to
you meant
me?
To do, sext? Well, yeah, actually, yeah, that's the only thing you can do.
I guess so. It's not really my portion. I do have Raya, but I literally don't use it. Like, I've never been on a date.
Me anyway.
Oh, I went on one date and
tell
it was
me.
Terrible.
Why? Just not the vibe.
Just not my vibe. And he was just like, it just wasn't it. I was like, I got really drunk and I was like, I still don't want to have sex with you.
Cool. And that's how you know.
That's how
that
you know.
That is how you know. Yeah. He must have been clapped. Poor bastard.
Do you know what? He wasn't even ugly, but I was just like, you have like, no, I don't want to say it because fuck it, he won't watch this. I'm just
he's not watching this.
I mean, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, no sex appeal whatsoever.
Does he look like he'd cry when he comes?
Maybe. Yes.
I see that with a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to work through it. Your mum's fine.
We need to unpack that.
You need to unpack that.
Yeah.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is, of course, Skin and Me. Listen, do you want to go into the new year with some sexy, glowing skin? Of course, the answer is yes. And of course, you're going to use Skin and Me. It's simple and easy to use. All you got to do is go onto the website, fill out a form and just say a little bit about your skin, what you want to achieve, what your problem areas are. And they bring you a whole personalized skincare kit. I'm talking cleansers, moisturizers, toner, just throwing it all in there to give you your perfect skin. And it has your name on it. So if you want to have your dream skin ready for the new year and for summer, so go to Skin and Me, and to get your first month for only £3.50, use the code SAVINGGRACE. It's usually £24.99, but again, if you use the code SAVINGGRACE, you can get it for £3.50. Reformulate your solution at any time as your skin revolves. That's anytime and all for free. Thank you again to Skin and Me for sponsoring today's podcast. Your boyfriends, your ex-boyfriends, do you think when they hear your songs, do you get scared for them to hear your songs about them?
Absolutely not.
No, honey.
Absolutely not. Because I've always said this, right? If you have the confidence to like treat me like shit, then like have the confidence, have the balls to like sit and listen to it.
I'm getting that tone on my ass for real.
Do it. Let's do it. Matching.
Should we?
Yeah, I'm
down. Fuck it. Fine, I'm done.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. My boyfriend's never spanking me. He doesn't anyway.
So I'm like, a lot of my songs are not even about my ex-boyfriends. It's really weird. That like it's a lot of my songs are actually about like not the people that I spent like years of my life with, but like the guy that I fell in love with when I met him like twice. And I'm like, now I'm obsessed. I don't know why my brain does that.
He's sat there thinking this can never be about me.
Or like, I bet like a lot, I mean, they probably don't even give a fuck. But I'm like, yeah, they're like sitting there really caring. But I do think like they have, it has happened when I think they think that the song is about them. And I'm like, hun.
I need to ask who's therapist about? Because that song is a fucking tune.
Thank you.
It's a tune.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Do you know what? That's like one of my favorite songs to play live because that to me, because
everyone's screaming it.
And I'm like, we've all been in the trenches together. Like we really
we're
have.
We're in the trenches.
We're in the trenches, girl. But that was, that was about a relationship I was in. And obviously, it wasn't exaggerated, but obviously in a song, you kind of have to highlight all the really bad stuff because he wasn't actually like a terrible person. And I feel like I tried to say that in the song, but I was just like in a point in life where I was with this guy, he wasn't a bad person, but I'm just like, I feel like I was like 21 at the time. And I was like, I'm a hot girl.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Girl shit.
I'm like an artist. Like I've just started to like really do this music thing. And I feel like so depressed because I'm like with this like dark cloud.
God forbid.
All the time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I want to shake my ass.
On a yacht.
On a yacht.
In Dubai.
I felt that. So I just thought, I think it's important for people to know, and especially like young girls, because I feel like a lot of our worth as a woman is like how much we can put up with. And it's like.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes with, I've got a really big like people pleasing complex. I don't know.
Me too.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I made you feel like that. Like absolutely not.
I feel that. Yeah.
So writing that, I think helped me through those emotions. And now I know like the signs and I'm like, I'm at a point in my life now, where if someone comes with like a whole ton of baggage, I'm like,
not today.
It's not for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes I used to be in the mindset of I can fix them. Yeah. I used to be that bitch. Let me fix them.
We can't fix them.
Seriously.
And that's what I found out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you've got all this like deep trauma. Like for some reason, I feel like I'm equipped to deal with that.
Why do I need fixing now?
Now I need to be fixed.
And he's still the same.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wasted your credentials.
Wasted me youth. I'm still in me
Wasting
youth.
Me youth. But this one, like we're still young
and still youthful. I still get ID'd. Until I don't.
If I don't get ID'd, I'm like, how fucking dare.
No, I'll pull it out anyway. I'll be like, you want to see this?
I'm like, here it is.
Yep. I know you were thinking about it. That's all right. I'll take it for you, sweetness. You've done bits, right? Little Mix.
My girlies.
Love that for you.
Yeah,
that and you was did amazing. That just in time. You really did that just
I
in time.
I got in there.
Yeah.
And then it was October, November 2019.
God forbid.
2 months about. It was like 6 weeks on the road. And I literally went from doing like capacity shows of like 200 to 300 people.
Yeah. To just
20,000
arenas
every night.
Did you get to know them? Like, did you speak to them a lot?
Yeah, no, I did. And obviously, like, they work so hard and very busy.
Mm.
But when I did speak to them, it was really nice. And then we all went out to Jade's club in South Shields, I think it is. I think I'm getting that right because she just bought a nightclub.
Mm.
So we all went out and it was like nice. But sometimes they did like two shows in a day.
I don't know how they do it.
And it's like a 2 hour like hit class. They're singing and they're dancing. And I'm like, I'm watching them and I'm like, I feel tired.
I can't even do two podcasts in a day. And I sit down. So I don't know what they're doing.
No. I'm like, first on problems. I have to, I mean, I think I'm going to move it now, but I was going to have to like do a Zoom like podcast thing. And I was like,
no.
I was like, two podcasts in a day?
God forbid.
God forbid.
Thank you for coming to this one.
Oh no, I was like, this is a priority.
They're watching this like, did you see any, did you think they all got along? Was that a thing?
I had a great time, but it was kind of a lot, it was a while ago now. It's 2019, it's 2023
Do you know what's so funny? You were probably in the midst of it, you didn't even realise.
I was like, what?
You were just like, I love you all. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
But I love, I mean, Jade's my fave.
Everyone loves Jade the most, I think.
Jade is for the people.
Come on the pod.
I mean, she would come on this pod.
Do you think?
I mean, I think she would.
Well, you've held her to
it. I can see the, I feel like the chemistry would be there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'll get her a body cran. I hope she drinks.
I think she does.
Fuck it.
She loves a body cran.
She's on.
She's on.
So you've worked with quite a lot of people. I saw you with H. Not with H, sorry. Oh, yeah. That made it sound like you guys were together.
No.
How was
platonically,
H?
Yes. He's so sweet
you
and nice.
You live in everyone's dream.
I was so nervous that day. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so this is what happened. Yeah. So I was on the way to Cornwall. I was in the car. I couldn't, because something was wrong with the trains. I think it was like the day the Queen died or something.
Jesus. May she rest.
R.I.P. Lizzie.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a hard time, but anyway. And so all the trains were messed up. So I ended up having to be, I was getting driven to Cornwall to go to this writing camp. Imagine I'm 10, so that's a long drive. That's like a 6-hour drive. Yeah. And then I was 5 minutes away from this writing camp.
Right.
My manager called me and she was like, H wants you to do BBC Live Lounge tomorrow. So like, you're going to have to turn back now.
I'll be like, yeah, hit the brake.
And I was like, obviously, absolutely, I'm going to do it. But
also, why did you wait till I was like,
I have to just like mentally prepare now for like, I literally have to just turn around. So then I turn back.
I bet your driver was like, you're right.
Yeah. I was like, babes,
you got to go.
Pull a Yui.
We're going back. Honey.
But then I did it. But I was really nervous because I think when it's not your song, I was like, I don't want to mess it up. And obviously I was doing Ed Sheeran's part. So I was like,
big shoes
to fill. But it was really fun. And he's really sweet. And then I went back to Cornwall on that day.
Oh my God.
I know.
You did a pilgrimage.
I did.
But at least you got to see H.
But I got to see H in the flesh.
This is like when the three, who was it? Shepherds, wise men. Don't know. One of them, they saw baby Jesus on their pilgrimage.
Oh yeah, when they were bringing frankincense.
Yeah, you brought your voice. And that's all you needed to bring, really.
Yeah.
Weird flex there, but I love that for you. Who's the best person you've ever worked with so far?
I've ever worked with?
Yeah.
God,
were they all awful? Sorry for that.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. I mean, they're all really fun. I think working with Marshmallow was really fun.
That's a slay.
Did you get to see what he
looked like?
I did.
Okay,
he's
that.
Hot.
Is he?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Not my type, but hot.
Okay, I hear it.
But no, I was like, when he took it, I was like, oh! I was like,
hello?
Hi.
Sorry. Hey. Hello, yeah.
But it was just like really fun. And the first time I met him was we were in Malta doing the Isle of MTV and we performed the song for the first time. So obviously like the whole thing was quite fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a really fun experience.
Love that.
You know? And I was like, I'm working with Marshmallow, that's quite cool.
That would be all over my Instagram.
I was like, is he gonna keep the helmet on? Or?
It's like the Masked Singer.
Yes.
But in
they should
real
just
life.
Have him on there.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't know, would you, really? Because
no.
He doesn't sing.
No. Yeah,
so fine.
Yeah,
you've sold it there, true. I'll be honest.
But do yeah, you have he was great. It was fun.
That you, I don't even know if you can answer this, but if you do, it's funny. The worst person maybe you've worked with? Hardest person to work with?
I've been quite lucky. Genuinely, I know it's really boring.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've not been like, oh my God, they were awful.
I mean, that's still a good thing.
I think dealing with men's egos when you're working with men, like on a song.
Oh, that is a thing.
They just sometimes make decisions, not because they feel like it's what's best for the song. It's just because they want to feel like they're making a contribution and end up actually making it like worse. Just because they don't want to feel like they're being spoken over by women. That's genuinely how I feel.
Well, do you think it's quite hard being like a female? Because I can't say no. So I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I think you have to, I mean, especially, yeah, it is. But I think more and more, there are more women now working like behind the scenes as well, which makes it really easy. Like both of the presidents of my label, both women, like my manager's a woman. So it's like I'm surrounded by quite like strong women, which makes it easier. I don't think I could ever have a male manager. Like it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, neither could I.
I want to be able to get my tits out in front of you.
As you should.
As I should.
God forbid. Everyone's like, where do we sign up? What do we apply?
Taking a
LinkedIn.
But I've been quite lucky because I've just been surrounded by like great people, but you do have to learn very quickly. Like, you've got to stand your ground, otherwise
yeah,
you'll get trampled on
all over you. That is them walking over.
And especially
you.
For little people pleaser like me, I had to learn real quick. I was like, okay.
No, is that all right?
I was like, is that okay if I like say no to that? Is that like 9 out of 10? They're like, yes, you can say no. I'm
like, you're like, oh, okay, fine, thank you. I hear you're a massive fan of Harry Styles. I'm sorry. I should have put a trigger warning in there for you. And I heard you guys were on the same management at one point, no?
Well, no, so my management managed One Direction.
Okay. Yeah.
So like from X Factor to, yeah, they, but by the time I joined Modest, One Direction were no more. But yeah, I just love him. And now I'm like, oh, I feel like I've kind of embarrassed myself because I speak about it so much. But I genuinely just like, I just love his music. And I just, every time I've seen him live, I'm just like, you're just amazing.
Have you ever met him?
When I was 13, I went to X Factor.
Stop it.
Yeah. And I met him when he was on X Factor. So I haven't met him as Harry Styles, who he is.
We're going to do some role play here.
I'm Who's Harry. Harry? Right, you're Harry. Right. No!
We're going to bump into each other.
I'm shy.
Backstage. You're all right. May, is it? Are you alright, May?
Hi, what's your name, sorry?
Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, hi, Harry.
You alright, love? How are you doing?
Sorry, I'm going to close this. Like,
sorry, I'm going all sorts of accents here. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I love you.
Really?
Yeah, I love you.
Stop. I love your music. I love the song Therapist.
Because I would literally like disintegrate.
I think that's how it would go.
I do know what, I think I am quite good at like keeping my
cool.
Mm. But maybe with him, I think I would.
I think you wet yourself.
I might be shaking a bit.
Yeah.
But I think I would be like, yeah, it's just chill.
He is an icon.
He's an icon.
I don't even know how I'd act if I met Harry Styles. I'd be like, are you all right?
You're all right?
I'd start singing. I can't sing. I'd be like, 1 minute, should we just get my harmonies up, please?
Yeah.
Also, I saw you did Buzzcocks with Daisy May Cooper. I'm okay. Pissed off at you actually for this.
Why?
That's my dream.
No, do you know what's so funny? Obviously, Daisy May Cooper is an icon.
Oh my God.
She's an absolute icon. But Noel Fielding, he...
Yeah.
I obviously was a little strange child. Mm. He was like my... like Justin Bieber when I was young.
You and Rosie the same. My producer said the same thing. She fucking loves Noel. No.
When I say like I used to write about him in my diary.
Oh my God.
Didn't tell him that.
Yeah. Good.
Kept that to myself. Yeah. He might have, you know, got a restraining order.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready for that. So that was that, and that was like a last minute thing as well. They asked me like the day before. So really? Obviously someone didn't turn up and they were like, who the fuck? Who's free?
Please.
Get her in. And I was like, and then when I found out that I was on Noel's team and I was like, I'm literally going to wet my pants. And I was sat right next to him and I was like...
The pressure is getting worse.
No.
Yeah.
So much worse. It was, that is the scariest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, because it's normal. It's not live, but it's like TV, isn't it?
So it's in front of a live audience of like three... It was like a lot of people.
And you've got to be funny.
That's what really scared me. Mm. I was like... Because so for the far... So it's filmed over like 3 hours and obviously they kind of cut it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Sorry, God.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And, but you're allowed to drink... And like, so it kind of like,
game.
It's, and what is actually really nice is everyone's genuinely like laughing.
Thank
and
God.
It's not that scripted. They have like talking points.
Laugh. Thank you. Yeah.
Everyone.
Laugh.
But I was like, okay, so I'm basically on Nevermind the Buzzcocks with everyone is a comedian apart from me and Nile Rodgers.
Who's Nile Rodgers when he's at home?
I was like, so it's comedians, a musical legend, and then me.
Oh shit. Oh no. Nile Rodgers, sorry. I was thinking an actor or something. I was like, who's he?
Yeah. And I was like, this is like crazy. But for the first half an hour, I was like, why am I here? Yep. What am I doing? You're making a fool out of yourself. And I had to like gather my thoughts and I was like, you're not a comedian.
Yeah.
You're an artist and you just have to like, just like enjoy the moment and like don't. I basically was like, I'm not going to speak unless I'm spoken to.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it in the end.
I love that.
It was really
what
scary.
What does Noel smell like? Nice? Yeah. I just want to know because I can't imagine what he'd smell like.
He smells, I can't remember.
Like a musky almond.
It was, do you know what? I would expect him to be smelling a bit, musky. Mm. but I don't remember a scent.
Oh,
which maybe it's a good thing.
You're gonna have to go back on the show.
I know. I'm gonna have to be like.
Then you can leave.
Yeah.
Did you speak to Daisy?
Did. She was so nice.
She's iconic.
She's iconic. I don't think she was that well that day. I felt really bad. She, really? She had to like go off and I was like, Daisy, where are you going? But don't leave. But you know, she was so, and she like the second I saw her, because I think she could tell I was a bit nervous, and she was just like, you're right. And I was like,
I love people like that.
Yeah.
People that go out of their way.
Put me right at ease.
Humble stars. We'll be humble stars. Well,
you
I will
be
one day. Yeah, you come on now, honey. Fucking love it. Right. So, we discussed this earlier, but I'm going to bring it up. Your fans' names. Because, let me tell you, they're beasts. They knew... Oh,
I didn't know if that...
Was that a sneeze?
Topic. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that all right?
God bless. I thought it was a cough. I didn't know whether to bless you.
No.
It's all right.
It's just a little sneeze. I've got, like, my allergies. I've got very sensitive nose.
I got eczema.
I got it.
I mean, being on this set's probably not helping. Jesus. God bless you. But you've got fans, right? Is what I was trying to say. Got no fans. And they are crazy. Not crazy. Crazy in a good way.
Crazy in the best way possible.
They knew you were coming on before you even coming on. They knew straight away.
They suss it out.
And you've been on my recommendation. Literally, I started this podcast a few months ago. And you've been like number... Get Maymuller on.
Really?
Get Maymuller on.
Oh my God.
I was like, all right.
I love that.
Jesus.
That makes me happy.
I'll fucking do it.
Because when I found out I was going on, I was like,
me?
I was like, me?
But what do you call them? What do they call themselves,
okay,
actually?
This is what they call themselves. I have nothing to do with this name. I love them to death, but this name, I love you, but you did me dirty with this name. Quite literally. No, so I don't know how it came up, but I remember I was doing a Instagram live. It was when I was on tour of Little Mix, actually, and I was like, oh, I want to like call you guys something, and doing that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then like I went on the chat and they were like, we're called the Mall Shitters, we've decided.
And why?
The Mall Shitters. And I was like, what? And I had all these other ideas. I was like, what about the military?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, or like even at the Müller Yogurts, like something.
I was thinking Müller Lights.
Because
then they're skinny queens too.
Little skinny legend. But no, no matter what I said, they were like, no, that's what we are.
The Mall Shitters.
And I can't change it because it's not mine to change.
You know what it's like when you find yourself.
But the Mall, that's...
The Mall Shitters. You can't, what I was saying was you can't go out on the stage and go, you're right, Mall Shitters. Like if you're at the Brits, you're performing at the Brits, right? And you go, shout out to my Mall Shitters. Blank screen, straight to the ads.
Do you know what I mean? Okay,
you're
that's
done.
Actually a good point.
Thank you.
Do you want this?
Do you want her?
Is that what you want?
To fail at the Brits?
Do you want that? I don't want that.
Think about that.
Think about it.
Yeah. Selfish.
Selfish,
Why
Susan.
Why am I sighing on them? Bricks.
It's fine. We have a love-hate relationship.
No, we love
no, I think fine. I think I'm maybe as time goes on, I might just like have to just start like.
So I'm claiming Müller Lights.
But I feel kind of bad because I'm like, that's what they. I don't know.
Müller Light it.
Good
for your gut and your skinny queens.
Yeah.
You can't lose. On to the next subject of Smash or Pass. Are you watching Love Island this January, May?
I absolutely am.
Good to know.
Of course.
Because today we're going to be smashing
or passing.
And passing.
Okay.
The cast.
I feel like it's going to be, I mean, yeah, let's have a look.
Let's have a cheeky look.
Let's have a gander.
Hold on, hold tight.
Hold tight. Oh, fun.
So, let me sit down back on the mic.
Okay, so, look at that. Maybe. You look like you're about to direct an aeroplane. Terminal 2. So,
terminal?
Basically, if you think, yeah.
I'd have a go.
I'd have a slap of that. And today you're bisexual too, all right.
I mean, I was going to ask, can we do the girls as well?
Of course you can.
I saw a little slideshow of the men and I was not
that impressed. I thought you'd never ask. So yeah, if you want it, green. If you don't want it, red. And if you're watching this, Love Islanders, which you're not, don't take offence. Because I wouldn't.
Fast forward this 3-minute section now.
Do you know what I mean?
Just give it a skip.
Fuck them. First up, we've got Farmer Will.
She's got poo everywhere. Bless her. I can't do it.
I'm sure he's a lovely bloke. He does a lot for the farming industry, you know, the agriculture.
As a human being.
But how would he dirty talk
do
you?
Do I want to shag him?
Mate, no. You've got poo everywhere. Bless you. It just wouldn't work. It's a turn off.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Bend over, bless you.
Let me get that hair out your ass, Blay. Sorry, I meant Babe and then Bay. I remixed it.
Remix.
Now we've got Tanyel.
Oh, smash.
Smash.
I was like, that body.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's obviously beautiful as well.
Yeah, yeah. We're not objectifying.
Not objectifying. We're not degrading.
But yeah, we fucking are.
She's very stunning.
We've got Shaq.
Do you know what? I'm trying to see it because I've seen their like videos. So I'm trying to be objective and just judge it off the picture.
See, I haven't seen the videos.
He's got a nice smile.
Jesus, is that what that's come to? He's got a nice smile.
Do both.
Red him.
All right, red him.
Jesus. He does have a nice smile though. Fine. What's his tattoo?
No, it's red.
But the thing is, he's got a family tattoo. He's got family on his pec. Yeah. Do you know what? I can't. I say that as I've got mushrooms on my arm, but you know what? I can judge too, so get fucked. Then we've got, who is she? Oh, Olivia. Here you are, Olivia. No she's shaving cute. Rash to be seen at
See,
all.
See, I'm just going to smash all the girlies.
She should. All the girls.
All the girlies.
I feel like I have a feeling she's going to stir the pot in the villa. I don't know why.
Oh, what's her name?
Olivia.
Olivia. She does look like one of those, what do they call them? Like, I feel like all the guys are going to be like, oh, she's a little pocket rocket.
Oh, I hate that.
She's a little pocket rocket.
Oh, she's a bit of me that.
Or she's a bit of that.
Tape on paper.
My tape on paper.
Why are they from Bristol? Not sure. But
on paper.
I'll let them have a bit. We've got Kai. I like Kai. No, you don't like Kai.
That's not giving.
I think Kai will look better in the villa. You know how they do them dirty?
Yes, yes. You know what? Maybe.
I think he'll look a little bit better in the villa. Maybe with a little bit more of a tan.
A bit more of a tan.
I don't know. Right, now we've got, Lana. Go on, Lance. Fill your bucket. Fill your bucket? Don't know why I said that. Boots. Jesus. Sorry, Lana.
She's cute, but like, not exactly my time.
I get you.
Maybe, but she's very stunning. Like, I bet you all the boys are going to be like,
oh. I agree. It's always the blondes in the bloody villa.
Always the blondes. So
it?
I'm like, do you know what? She's going to get enough attention. She'll be fine.
It's true. Now, got a lot to say. Ron. Ron. Now.
No, it's just not giving.
I'm not saying Ron in the bedroom. Yeah, Ron.
Ron. Yeah. Run it. Why am I very
get me run it? I don't it. Like the beaded, the beads. The pearls. I don't like the pearl necklace.
If he has a pearl necklace,
I don't like
run
it.
Run for the fucking hills.
I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be like, I'm a feminist because I wear a pearl necklace.
Oh, yeah, I love women.
But have you washed a dish?
Women's rights. No. And he probably doesn't wash his legs either.
You've not washed a dish.
Yeah.
You've not washed your legs.
You hate women.
And you hate me.
Who's the one whose ex has come out about him? I think, is it the next one? No.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Is it someone called Harrison?
I've not seen the tea.
Fuck.
I don't think I've passed any men's. I'm not impressed.
Oh, are they Harrison? Because his ex-girlfriend was called Courtney or something. I think she's on TikTok. And she was like, you were at Winter Wonderland with me family in December. And now you're in Love Island Villa.
My lash tech, she like went, she was basically seeing this guy and they'd like, it was like really, really serious. He'd like spent time with her family. And then he was like, I'm going away for football. And then showed up on Love Island.
Stop.
Yeah.
Did he even get far on it?
No. Thank and he God. Had a really bad trim.
We'll find that out soon. They're going to do some digging. Right. Yes. Harris, ex-girlfriend. Hold on, I'm gonna find this for you.
Oh, so is Harris? Is he going on?
Yeah, and okay. His ex-girlfriend. Oh, it's.
Has she come out and been like,
right, this is him?
Oh,
what was the reason, Harris? We had a girl at home.
How dare you, Harris?
A nice girl at home.
You naughty boy.
Do you know what, Harris?
Just be honest. Just
I'm
be like, babe.
Sick of it.
I've been asked to go on Love Island. I'm gonna do it. It
but
is what it is.
I feel like he's going to be like, who was the guy this year? Is it Billy? Billy this year. He was like, she's flirting with me. Was it Gemma to Gemma? And they weren't flirting.
Yes, and they weren't flirting.
That's
and
the vibe I'm getting.
I feel like Billy thought he was way funnier than he actually was.
Agreed.
Yeah.
We've got Anna May next. Now, hear me out.
That picture's doing her dirty, but in her video, she looks really cute.
I think in this picture, she kind of looks like, who does she look like? I want to say like a Molly May vibe. Like, I think it's the dimple. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. She's quite cute.
Yeah.
And she's got a Welsh accent, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Which is always quite
There's
cute.
Always a Welsh in there.
A Welsh girl.
A Welsh girl.
That was really bad.
And then we've got Tanya. That's my girl.
She's cute.
She is. I think she'll be sweet.
She's like petite and
yeah,
like
cute.
Yeah. We're passing. I passed all the girls.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
And I read it all the men.
I hope.
What am I saying?
They don't get cheated on in Casa Amor. And if they do, let me in there.
I hope they don't, but also the chaos is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
I know that probably makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
But.
Fuck it.
As a consumer.
We're all going to hell.
I want the chaos.
As you should.
As a person with feelings, I want them to be happy.
Yeah. But we have to put that aside. Which one sometimes. Wins? Not that.
Chaos.
Who was your favourite from last year's Love Island?
So last year was Ekin and Davide, right?
Yeah.
I loved Ekin and Davide in the villa. Mm. I loved India. I didn't like Tash and Andrew.
Did you not?
And then like the last like week or two, I was like, oh my God, they're amazing.
We were all the same.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, what the hell's going on here?
I was like, she doesn't love him.
Yeah, no, they're still
together.
And I was
like, oh no, they're actually really cute.
Yeah, I love
them. And now I'm like, I love them.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I think it must be crazy. Like when you come out the villa, you must be like, fuck, we've got to stay together now.
It must be, like the pressure must be insane.
Fuck that.
I do think the men that time were absolutely vile though.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, as a collective.
Jesus.
The misogyny was misogyning.
It was
hard.
Hardcore.
And I do feel like no one really, like, maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I feel like no one really, like, let them fucking have it.
I think they need, all the girls need to watch that season back, first of all, because your men are trash.
This is what
they
think.
Were horrible.
I'm like, good on you, because if I watched that stuff that bad.
Holy shit.
And all the stuff that they didn't see, I'd be like,
listen, I still get angry about the fact my boyfriend had past girlfriends. If I saw what he was doing on Love Island...
You knew other girls before me.
How dare... What, you looked at them?
You're selfish.
Prick.
How dare you?
I agree.
Dirty bastard.
Hate it. Dirty pig.
Dirty pig.
Also, I'm just gonna ask you what you're up to. Up to, because I hear from a little bird. You got a new single coming out. I hear.
So...
Girl.
I mean, this... Okay, yeah. So this year...
Yeah.
I've got a lot of music.
I bet you do.
Got a single coming out.
Love that.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Album is happening.
Please let it drop.
I don't know when. I mean, I do know when, but I'm not going to tell you. But yeah, I'm so excited about it. And I feel like the cover art is basically done and it's amazing. And I feel like it's just exactly like what I had in my head.
Mm.
And that's such a like satisfying thing.
And does this mean a tour?
Tour is happening as well as the year rolls on.
I fucking love
we'll
this
see
shit.
The please come.
Don't ever ask. I'll be camping out.
You'll
front.
Be on the. You'll be on the list.
Yes, thank you. I'll be there. I'm singing my art out. A few vodka cranberries.
I want to see
end.
With the cardboard cut out.
Yeah, love you, mate.
I'm gonna be like, I did Saving Grace.
Yeah, I'm
like, my claim to fame. But yeah, so a lot of I've got a film coming out. I'm in a film.
Yeah, can you please explain this
craziness?
Tell me.
Wild. So. There's a film called Boiling Point, and the producers that did that are doing this film, and it's an amazing film and like an amazing team. I was just like so lucky. And then so how it came about was they got in touch with Universal and they were like, do you have any artists that would be, you know, down for like writing?
Yes.
Writing for the soundtrack. And they were like, oh yeah, we've got a few people, like sent a list.
Mm.
And I think I was obviously on the list to just write on the soundtrack,
yeah.
Which obviously I would have loved to do anyway. And they were like, oh, like who, like May, does she act? Because she really looks like this character that we've got. Like, that's just how we picture her. And they were like, we don't know if she has, but we
we'll
can ask.
Yeah.
And I was like, get me in there.
I'm basically Leo DiCaprio, yeah.
And so they were like, just send a tape. Chill. So I sent a tape in and then I had to go and do an audition.
Ooh, terrifying.
And then I had to go and do a chemistry reading.
They're the worst.
My fucking heart.
Yeah.
And it was Stevie Gambles, who was in Blue Story and like a also ton of other
really
things.
Really got to get on with them. You're like, hello.
I was like, oh, he's like, obviously, I'm like, these lot are serious.
Yeah.
These are
yeah.
actual actors. And
shit.
I've never done this in my life. And then they didn't call back for like a month. So I was like, and then... When I was waiting to go into the audition, the last, like the chemistry reading, it was like so typical. I was sat and then obviously the person in there before the laughter from like everyone.
Hate that.
No. Like everyone in there was cracking up. And I was like, they're having the best time ever. And I was like, I should just go home now.
I'm going.
And then they didn't call me back for like a month. And I was like, I didn't get it. Doesn't matter. And then we finally like got the call. And I was like,
oh.
So the film's called Gassed Up. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime.
I'm so excited.
I don't have...
Can you give a slight thing of what your role is or no?
I think I can.
Come on then.
And then if they tell me off, I'll just...
Yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Yeah, cut it out. So I am the kind of love interest of like the main character.
Of course you are. Love that.
Her name's Kelly.
Grace Kelly. You've worked this role your whole life.
Full circle.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like quite a confident, like mouthy, like... force of like a sort of 18-year-old London girl, and I was like,
who, me?
I can do that. Yeah. Didn't really have to act that much.
You're just playing self reading some lines,
playing a mouthy fucking bitch.
Oh my god.
But no, so it's gonna be really amazing, and I'm really excited.
I'm excited. Did you get to kiss him?
I did.
Oh great.
It was meant to be a sex scene. Yeah,
I bet you thought not today.
And I was like, but then I got all like prepped up and I was like, yes, I'm ready. And then there's a whole...
You saw the actor and were like, well...
I was like... But there was like an intimacy coordinator and it's like, it was really nice to see it. Like, it's so thorough. And then we didn't end up doing it.
Thank God.
But I do give him a blowjob.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Great clickbait. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On your knees in your first film.
Yeah, I hope we get to keep that in. They might be like, you can't say that. But we'll see.
Hopefully. They do. Please.
Please.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear it. And your single's out next month?
Next month.
Am I right?
Yeah. Is this out in January?
Yeah. This is out next week.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, single out next month.
Woo!
A lot of exciting news coming out.
I'm fucking buzzing.
I hate having to be like so like cloth. Is it knife and death? No.
Like. Just
like I'm like low key. Yeah, I just want to be like, it's happening. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, a lot
keep
of
your
exciting
eyes peeled.
Things.
Love that. And how we end the podcast.
I could literally sit here for another 2 hours. I'm literally like, we're ending now. I wanna talk. What are you doing? What's happening?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
I like to ask.
Okay.
Your advice. Obviously, it's called Saving Grace, and I like to have advice to save grace. What would your advice to me be?
Just like in general.
Just life advice, normal advice. You know, I've had some examples. Some sex therapist told me to give more blowjobs to my boyfriend.
Why? I mean, I think...
Like, you know, just any advice really doesn't have to be.
Well. Drink.
Great. Full
3 litres of water a day.
Yeah. 3 litres.
It will change your
life. Pissing the Thames.
You'll be pissing. Fine. Like you've never pissed before.
Okay.
But mate, just do it for like, I mean, this is such an annoying advice. It's only because I've only just started doing it.
On that note. Anyway, hydrate.
But I got one of those like really annoying, like big, like bottles that is like 3 litres. Yeah. And when you've got amazing skin anyway, but when my skin was like, it was literally
glowing.
Like radiating, like glowing. So I just think for anyone,
Drink loads of water.
Just get the water. It's good for
everything.
Good for her.
It's
good for her.
Fine. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Today's episode.
And stop giving your
drink.
Boyfriend so many blowjobs.
I know. I don't give him any blessings.
He doesn't deserve it. I'm joking.
He's there punching the TV screen.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Maymar.
He's going to like unput all of your songs from my playlist.
He's like unsafe. You can like block an artist on Spotify. It's going to be like, black.
Yeah, black. Why is she
don't
not?
Show this artist again.
I swear she was releasing music. I haven't seen her. Poor Belle.
She dropped off the face of the earth. Bless her.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been 10 out of 10.
Oh, better than I even thought it was going to be.
I fucking hope so.
I loved
and
it.
And good luck with your singles, your films, your
thank
tours,
you,
your albums.
You.
I'll just keep going.
You too. I can't wait to see. I feel like you're just going to take over the world.
Listen.
Genuinely.
While joining you on tour.
Genuine. No.
I'll be your hairstylist.
Stop.
I will.
I need to see you just...
I'm here for
it.
I'll be on the Buzzcocks next. That's how we'll
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely, you'll
that's
slay
how we'll
that.
Know.
That'll be easy peasy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been great. And if you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye.
Bye.